On this episode of The Playbook, I have throwback Thanksgiving. That's right. Due to COVID, we are throwing back to last year's Thanksgiving training, which I've done for over 20 years. And I want you to pay particular attention to how, what, and where we're grateful for and how much it means to others to be grateful. Join me for all of this and more on The Playbook.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook.
Today's a special training. It's Thanksgiving, which is my favorite holiday. It's a holiday I celebrate every day and try to inspire other people to celebrate every day. That's because gratitude itself is a lens. I really believe that. Like, gratitude is a lens, and it's a lens that makes everything possible, probable, and your perspective. So what I want to do is I want to elevate what's called your hedonic treadmill. A hedonic treadmill is the philosophy that I try to teach about a quantum memory or your DNA, your personality traits, your characteristics, your recessions, and your addictions. The active verb of gratitude, the activity of gratitude. How actively gracious are you? Right? We all self-admittedly are hypocrites that we're not actively grateful all the time. Is anyone actively grateful 100% of the time? No, neither am I. But you can change the speed and the pitch of your treadmill by focusing in on the lens in which you look. That's the key to changing that treadmill. So some people, because they're born into that quantum, are just more happy than other people. And those of us that are parents and grandparents, you can see it within your own kids. They're just born happy. But it doesn't mean if you're born in a hedonic treadmill that isn't as happy as other people in a quantum memory that you can't be happy. But the point is, you have a lens that you're born with. And what we want to do is utilize and change that lens so it's more and more positive, and it's all through gratitude. Any situation, any person, any place, and anything looked through the lens of gratitude shows you the possibility, probability, and perspective that you want to have. And when you see every person, every place, and everything as less than, as why me, as not enough, as just enough, that's going to be your possibility. That's going to be your probability. And it certainly is your perspective. So what I want to do today for Thanksgiving is take you through some exercises to practice gratitude. Gratitude is a practice. It's a habit. It's a discipline. It's one in which you can share your lens with other people. You literally can say, just like one of those, what are these called? Thank you. Beat them to it, Colleen. Right? Think about your lens of gratitude as a kaleidoscope. Look how beautiful this is. Has anybody ever shared a kaleidoscope with other people? Mm-hmm. Anybody ever grabbed the telescope or the things at tourist parks? Mm-hmm. Hey, check this out. That's what we should be doing with our lens of gratitude. Hey, check this out. So here's what we're going to do. Number one, I want you to write down the most influential person in your life that is not alive today. When we tell someone how we feel or how they've impacted us or how influential or how much they mean to us, what is that called?
Gratitude.
Live your life with the lens of gratitude. All right, next. Write down the person alive that is most or one of the most influential people in your life. Does anyone here feel comfortable in front of everyone calling that person or telling that person how you feel in front of everyone?
I just wanted to tell you how much I love you, and you're the best grandma of all time, and I'm so grateful to have you in my life.
I'm not a grandma.
You're the best sister and mom.
I'm a bubby.
You're the best bubby of all time, Bubs. I love you.
Are you coming home for Thanksgiving?
I am, just to see you, though, because I miss you.
Okay, are we going to watch football together?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
You're the best, bubby. I love you. I love you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I just want to call and let you know I'm so
thankful for everything you've done for me. You're the most influential person in my life. Probably the toughest on me, but I appreciate that. You've kind of raised me like your second son. And I'm just so thankful you literally live your life to provide for Gabe and I. You have given me every single opportunity I've ever asked for. Paying for college, just my ultimate cheerleader. And I know that you believe in me more than anyone, so I appreciate that.
I want you to write the most influential place you've ever been and why. Okay, thing. Write down the thing that has the most influence on you and why. If you have a favorite person, tell them. Or if there's influential people, tell them. If there aren't influential people, then influence them by telling them and finding the light in them. Take action. If you have an influential place, go there. Put pictures of it around you. Think about it. Elevate your own vibration and your own enlightenment. If there's something that means a lot to you because it holds the lessons that portray the purpose or passion that you have in life, then look at that and remind yourself of it. Anytime that things seem not to be going your way, look at those things, those places, and those people and say, gosh, didn't always go my way. Didn't go their way, but there's great lessons and purpose and happiness in all of it. I'm an extremely grateful person. I think I have a lot more to go. I owe everything to gratitude. So do you. I owe everything to gratitude. It's that simple. If I could do anything to help you change your lens, you can have whatever you want. You can have whoever you want. You can have the most wonderful spouse in the world or the worst spouse in the world. It's just a matter of your lens. You can have the best friends in the world or the worst friends in the world. You can have the best time over this vacation or the worst time. You can look outside today and say, oh my gosh, it's raining. My whole vacation is ruined. Or you can look outside like I do and say, I love the rain because it brings good chi. And there's nothing more than I want than good luck. And that's what it's bringing me. And good luck means way more to me than hanging out on the beach. Because I'd much rather be lucky than good. That's a lens. Change your lens, change your life. Change your lens, change your life. Have a lens of gratitude. I promise you, you'll be happy. And if you can attain that, if you can pursue that, then allow others to share in it with you. With the things that you tell them, with the places that you take them, and the things that you do and have, all are determined upon one thing. Do you have a lens of gratitude? What is your lens? If you can create more clarity, more balance, more focus with your lens, then do so. If you can brighten your lens by looking for the love and the light in everyone, then do so. That lens is an advancement. It changes. You can improve your lens every single day of your life. That should be your objective. Only your lens, not someone else's lens. It doesn't matter what they see. If they see something in you, that just makes them someone who sees that in you. Doesn't mean that it's true. I am love. I will give love. I am health. I will give health. I am inspiration. I will give it. I am accountability. I am forgiveness. And most importantly, you are gratitude. You are a lens of gratitude. You are grateful and happy for every single person, place, and thing in your life. That's the truth. That's your potential. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode in any way or found any value, screenshot it, share it, however you'd like. My only ask is you help me empower others to be happy.